Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show. I am Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Ike Reese is not with us today. That sounds
he's still
worse
with
than
us. Yeah, he's fine.
Just today. He'll be back tomorrow.
Just dealing with some house issues.
Dealing with some house issues. It's only the day before the NFL draft.
I mean, again, now not to cut into LA's time. It's almost as big of a choke job as when Decameron was sick leading into the Super Bowl. And he missed like, what, 3 weeks? Remember that in 17?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we can laugh about it now because he's fine.
Yeah.
I know during the time you were a little bit stressed out.
Was I?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, he's pretty sick.
He was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it was a choke job.
Man up, Reese. L.A., Larry, the great Larry Anderson with us. L.A., what do you think of Ike missing a day of work just not a week and a half into my reign here at WIP?
I wouldn't take offense to it if I was you. I don't think it's anything against you, Spike, at all.
Do you think it's a little strong that Spike said rain? Like the rain of the afternoon show? It's just a radio show.
I like that. What's he doing? You're doing house chores?
Well,
not chores.
He had a mishap at the home. It wasn't his fault. He's dealing with an annoying situation.
He might have clogged the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem. I do have a problem with some cracks.
It doesn't do with the toilet.
I'm talking about my ceiling.
Oh, okay. Woo.
That was from the earthquake.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot about the earthquake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, L.A., we get the return of Tywan Walker this weekend. Before we get to Walker, a question about Spencer Turnbull, who has looked great so far and will pitch tonight for the Phillies. The mind and body of a pitcher who is not only in a groove, but in a groove starting and then moving to the bullpen. What is the difference both in approach and then how you keep your body ready?
Well, I mean, his body should be ready.
Okay.
I don't think that's a problem going from the rotation to the pen. And he's, you know, I think it's something he could certainly handle. It's just, I think it's a tough thing for him going into a game tonight where is he thinking, you know, I mean, is it possibly thinking if I have another really good game, I'll stay in a rotation and they'll move Walker or Sanchez to the bullpen or, you know, I think he's got to be thinking a little bit in his head, like I got to really come out here and do this, just kind of putting more pressure on himself. It's a tough situation, but I don't know how you take a guy like that who's throwing like he is, and especially if he does it again tonight, how you take him out of the rotation. I just, you know, Tywan Walker, I know he's one of our free agents we signed for a significant amount of money. But is he going to do close to what Turnbull's been doing in the rotation? I mean, if you look at what he did, he's done in AAA, you know, his last start, 4 1/3 or whatever, walked 3. I mean, and I trust. I do not believe AAA is near as good as it used to be. I don't think AAA is what it once was 5-10 years ago. So that kind of concerns me a little bit, because if you get somebody coming in that's, you know, he did throw a lot of pitches, which is good, but if you get a guy coming in that's not going to give you more than 5 innings, and here you go again, you go and catch the bullpen because of short outings, and then somebody, you know, following him or the day before him has a short outing, and, you know, then you're really in the jam with the bullpen. Great that the rotation's been fabulous to this point.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little, it's tough. I mean, you need somebody to pitch tonight, and he's going to do it. I just hope he doesn't put any more pressure on himself to go out there and feel like he has to throw a one-hitter or no-hitter for 7 innings to have a chance to possibly stay in a rotation. It's a tough situation. It's actually a good situation with the Phils to have, where we got too much pitching. But I think a lot depends on Walker, too, and we'll see what he does in San Diego. It's not any easy contest to go out there and face that lineup.
Yeah, L.A., I'm curious. You know, you mentioned the staff. Obviously, they've had a really good start to the year. Right. What has kind of been the most impressive thing in watching this staff kind of work the way they have this so far?
I just think the way they pound the strike zone. They're not, you know, they're not walking people, although Sanchez was off last night, which is rare. But like you said, he didn't have his feel for the changeup. If he doesn't have that, then, you know, you're looking for a chance to have some trouble. I think it would be like Ranger not having his changeup, not having the feel for that. Because I think they're similar type pitchers. Obviously, Suarez, I think Ranger is significantly ahead of Sanchez as far as overall, I guess, pitchability. But Sanchez is getting there, and I think, you know, last night was just a tough go for him. But I think this guy's pounding the strike zone, not walking people, making quality pitches, not keeping the ball out of the middle of the plate, although Nola gave up the home run on another high fastball. Which,
and listen, it was only one, and then he settled down. I know it was the White Sox, but he's done at least a kind of better job. It's only been solo-ish home runs.
Well, and that game, by the way, it looked like it was going to be – the fact that he pulled it together in that game and had a good game was surprising to me.
Now, facing the worst team in the history of baseball might have helped, but yeah.
It is helpful.
That does definitely help. But you know what? They're still – they got a bat in their hand, and they're still capable of hurting you. And I just overall, I mean, I don't care who they're playing. If you're making your pitches, you're going to get people out. You know, some better hitting teams are going to hit some of those good pitches, but the damage is going to be limited. And I think, you know, with facing the weak teams that we did, I mean, that's certainly helps, but I think it's just, everybody just has confidence built up in that. And a little competition between the starters, I think it's tremendous, you know, like they were joking about, you know, Wheeler went six or whoever went six, one hit, one hits or, no hitter into the seventh, no hitter into the sixth. No, you know, it's kind of like, okay, time for Nola. He's got to throw a no hitter into the ninth. But that competition, I mean, that drives guys. That you want to be the best. You don't want to be the one guy that messes up a winning streak or what you're doing as a group as a starting rotation. I think overall they're just making their pitches and not walking people for the most part. I mean, you look at their strikeout to walk ratios, 53-9 or something in this run. They're just doing a great job. And now I think it kind of, the offense, you get the offense clicking a little bit. Got a chance to win a lot of games. That's obviously I think playing Cincinnati, San Diego, teams like that, they have a chance to give you a little tougher time. But I like what they're doing right now. I really do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talking to the great Larry Anderson, you mentioned the offense starting to click. Now, one guy who's been a pleasant surprise over the last two or three weeks in that I think if you had asked a lot of us, we had given up on the idea of Johan Rojas becoming an adequate Major League Baseball hitter. But
right. He
has been. Have you noticed a difference in his approach? Anything different? Or is it just giving him enough time to get comfortable?
I think it's just giving him time. You know, when you make changes, a lot of times you make changes and it's something you think is going to help you or your coaches think is going to help you. And you end up going to the plate or whether you're a pitcher going to the mound and have your concentration on, okay, am I getting my leg down? Am I striding too far? Things like that instead of see the ball, hit the ball, you know, and the same thing with pitching. You get out there and if you start thinking about, okay, am I gliding too much or am I getting on top of the ball? And all of a sudden you're not thinking about where you're throwing it. I mean, you have to do the things. And I think when you make these changes, you struggle until you get comfortable, until you can go to the plate and not have to think about them and you're doing them automatically. Maybe that's where he's getting to now, you know, maybe the things that they've been working on all spring he's starting to feel comfortable with it and not having to think about, you know, mechanical adjustments. And you can just think about, you know, see the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he's at right now.
You know, one of the things that has been good to watch is you can get a guy who has a lucky couple of weeks, right? Just from a hitting standpoint, but it does look like he's driving the ball occasionally. He definitely looks like he can hit now and did not look like he could hit at one point. So it doesn't look like a fluky few weeks to my eye, you know?
And I think the confidence with him having some hits, getting the hits and piling some up, it just piles up his confidence along with it. And I think once, you know, I don't think you can have sex without sex.
Whoa.
You can't have sex without confidence, okay? Just so you know
that. Exactly right. You're exactly right. Good advice from LA today.
Yeah. Yeah, sex without confidence.
Cut that audio.
So good. Yeah. However, success is a different story.
Yeah. that's good.
But anyway, I think with your confidence comes a success, but it's tough to have success without confidence. And sometimes you kind of battle that, and where you maybe have to lie to yourself or try and convince yourself that, hey, I'm confident when deep down inside, like, I'm struggling a little bit here. But I think we're seeing confidence in himself right now. And that's I think, leading to more success.
Yeah, I mean, between...
And that's all, just success.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, between the jacket situation a couple weeks ago and now this, I mean, we got to lock in, L.A. It's no longer spring training.
Everyone on the WIP Afternoon Show is sexually confident. No worries, Eddie. Yeah, no worries here.
L.A.'s another guy on offense I wanted to ask you about. Do you think that when Bryce comes back, it's time to put Alec Bohm in the cleanup spot? I mean, leading the team in RBI, starting to lift the ball a little bit more, no longer just driving the baseball into the ground. You believing in this Alec Bohm run?
I believe that Alec Bohm should be hitting fourth for a while. Going back to last year, I think to me, the guy you want behind Harper is a guy that can hit with men in scoring position or hit with men on base. Bohm has shown he can do that. I think he was one of our most consistent guys in that department last year, and I think he's getting better and getting more confidence in himself. There goes that confidence again. But I think that's what I've seen for me in Bohm. Not that anybody else doesn't relish the role of, you know, hitting with men in scoring position, but he's doing it. And I think that's what you have to have. If you've got that behind Harper, it makes it tougher to pitch around Harper. And I think that's one of the keys in this ball club is getting somebody that hitting behind Harper, where they can, where they're kind of forced to pitch to Harper a little more. And I think that's really all it is. But if you've got somebody behind Harper that's just struggling with the bat or not consistently driving runs in or, you know, hitting with men in scoring position, I think it's easier to pitch around Harper and go take my chances against whoever's hitting fourth. But I think Realmuto, because of his track record the last year and starting this year, I think he's a good guy to have hitting fourth behind Harper.
So Nick Castellanos no longer stuck on zero extra base hits, and he's got one, and he has, you know, at least looking at numbers, he's had, you know, a better 5 days than he has the first few weeks of the season. Do you see him coming out of it at all, or is that, you know, I mentioned about Rojas, maybe just a little good luck. Do you see anything different out of Castellanos with some recent success there?
Not really. I mean, he's a streaky hitter.
Yeah.
You know, there was mention of like him last July, where after he was so hot, you know, early in the season and makes the All-Star team, and all of a sudden it's like he forgot how to hit. And I think that happens with streaky hitters. The big thing is at the end of the day or end of the season, you look back and go, he drove in 100, he drove in 95 runs, and, you know, had a lot of extra base hits, hit 25 home runs or whatever. He's like, had a pretty good year. I think streaky guys are like that. He can get hot and he can carry a team when he's hot. But I don't know what something's different when it goes through his head. I don't know what it is, but, he talked about it last year when we went to Arizona. So all of a sudden I got to Arizona and I couldn't do anything. How come? But, I mean, was it the long flight? Is it not being in your own bed? But it's baffling. When he goes into a funk, he goes into it. He doesn't joke around about it. He goes into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of streaky hitters in the game. And when things are going bad for a streaky hitter, it looks terrible. The thing with me with Nick, and this is, you know, maybe it's just the way he is, but he gives the appearance when he's not going well that he doesn't care.
Right.
His body language. Now, obviously, he cares. He wants to hit. He wants to hit 300. He wants to hit 40 home runs, and he wants to drive in 120. I don't think there's any question about that. But it's a perception that you see. It's just like he's like, oh well, what the heck? I'm not hitting, you know. And maybe that's good for him. Maybe it keeps him from putting a lot of pressure on himself. But trust me when I say I'm not saying that he doesn't care. I absolutely cares and absolutely wants to make the All-Star team every year. But there's times when it looks like, do you even care that you whiffed on that, or it's just a look. It's just a body language look that, and maybe it's just that's how he is. I mean, I guess we're kind of that's how he is.
Well, I truly appreciate two things, LA. One, you coming on every week and giving us your thoughts on the Phillies. But second, you let us know the best way to perform in the sack, and that is that I think what we all need.
He needs some confidence at the plate.
Confidence to have it.
Yep. Thank you, LA. I appreciate you, man.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
That is Larry Anderson. Confidence is a big part of all of it.
Yeah.
Big part.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.